all the members of Independence for Change are free to be independents, and that's what the beauty of it is. It is a group of independents who've come together. Now, we may decide that we will stand together on certain issues, say in relation to housing or something like that, that we would take a common view on that, but that would be the only difference.
So when we have the election, Independence for Change logos will be on your posters. If you put posters up, you will be running with the banner Independence for Change.
Yeah, well, what I've said is I haven't decided yet whether I would or not.
Okay.
But that option is open to me, yeah. And if I do run as an Independence for Change candidate, well, then it would be under the logo of Independence for Change. I have to think about what's involved in that there, and see what it would benefit for me and for the people of Donegal in terms of representation and that.
Like, are you concerned that the people of Donegal will not be familiar with the Independence for Change? Is it the same as Shane Ross's group? Next thing, will they be up supporting Leo Varadkar in his next government? Are you worried about that sort of side of it?
I wouldn't be worried about supporting Leo Varadkar in his next government, because that's not going to happen anyway. But, you know, I could see that people would have a concern about it. We have had independent who supported Shane Ross's group and running in the election previously and that there as well, you know. So and there will be confusion as to people whether you are actually fully independent if you are part of an independent group and that, and that's a natural kind of confusion that people will have. And if I decide to run for Independence for Change or any group, and I will make that clear before the election.